Mr. Phillips, you have 4 minutes remaining.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice. I'd just like to make a few points. First of all, with respect to the question you asked, which is looking at 159, et cetera, all I can tell you is that if you look at Claim 33, it talks about matched orders. Matched orders are then described in 286 and 287, and then make specific reference to 159 and that flow chart that's there. And it's all designed as a package. It's only one element of the invention, but it is a central element, and it's an easy one to understand that it goes well beyond simply the notion of hedge against settlement risk and do it by a computer.
Your adversary says that the appendix to his brief are the only patents at issue, that the flow charts are not at issue in this case.
There's no basis for that statement, Your Honor. Remember, this went off on a very truncated litigation process. So there's, you know, we got cut off at the beginning of it. There's been no construction of the claims. And obviously, these are specifications that go to how you interpret the claim.
If we were to say that there are no business patents,
yes,
would your patent survive at all?
No, I don't believe so. I think there's no question. And you know, General Verrilli could not have been any plainer in his statement of how he wants to interpret the abstract idea concept.
Yeah, he wants to say no business
methods. No business methods. It's just another way of saying no business methods. And the Court rejected that, and it seems to me extraordinary to say Congress didn't reject no business methods in 101, but we're going to manipulate the judicial exception to accomplish precisely that same thing. It seems to me that's wholly inappropriate. Justice Ginsburg, you asked my friend here, you know, what's his test? He didn't answer that question, you'll notice, because he doesn't have an answer. His basic argument is, whatever you do, just kill this patent. And if I were in his shoes, I suppose I'd take that same position. I think what's absolutely clear is that the test ought to be one that is structured as a very coarse filter, not the kind of filter that he's pushing for, where it changes over time. I mean, I thought his response to one of the questions about email and word processing that Justice Sotomayor asked is over time it would change. Well, that's exactly what 102 and 103 are for. That is not the purpose of Section 101. And then he uses the example of encryption. I guarantee you, if we were arguing about encryption in this case, he would say to me that that's an abstract principle because encryption is a concept that's been around since time immemorial. George Washington used it. Everybody has used encryption. And the question, again, that's not the solution to these problems. The question is, how did we go about doing it? And we go beyond the basics of simply saying, use a computer. And that's what we ask this Court to focus on and to evaluate. As to the frequent flyer program, it's pretty clear to me that even though it was a novel idea in some sense, the concept itself would have been viewed in the KSR fashion as quite obvious as a means of improving customer loyalty. There are solutions here. Giving us 101 pass doesn't create a monopoly. It just gets us to the 102 and 103 inquiries that are at the heart of what the patent laws, and 112, that are at the heart of what the patent laws ought to be dealing with. If there are no further questions, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. The case is submitted.